This is a Kitty Pod production.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Hey gang, Jason here with a bonus episode of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. And I wanted to share one of the best episodes I ever did. And especially one that didn't involve an interview. And no disrespect to the many guests I've had on this podcast through the years. 5 years ago, I decided to take a rather unique topic and make it part of the show, and it was why I considered the month of May to be the month of friendship and farewells. You're going to hear that intact with nothing cut out and all the integrities and tropes and whatnot that made up the Kitty Pod in the late spring of 2018. So without any further let, hindrance, delay, etc., we're going to hit the Wayback Machine and present episode 45 as it originally dropped on May 15th, 2018. Enjoy, and hopefully you listen to the most recent regular episode of the Kitty Pod, which dropped back this weekend. So, talk to you next time, and enjoy. Bye now.
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
This time on the Keep It To Yourself podcast, friendship and farewells are the name of the game. Plus all the usual bullshit. But first, this. Welcome to episode number 43 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the most above average podcast ever to hit your ear holes. My name, of course, and as always, is Jason Bullitt.
The regulator, innovator, dominator, creator, a theta, pussy, imitator, assassinator, baby.
The man of hour, the man with the power, too sweet to be sour.
And I'm coming to you yet again from the green and rolling hills of southern Saratoga County, New York. This episode is being recorded on Sunday, the 13th of May, 2018. Mother's Day. This episode is going to drop after that holiday in all likelihood. So if there are any moms listening out there, I certainly hope you had a good day. I've certainly been thinking about my mom today. This is the second holiday that we've had without her. She passed away March of last year, in case you haven't figured out yet. This is why I started the podcast in the first place. Go back to episode number 41. That was the one-year anniversary show. But then again, there are other episodes where I explain the origin story of this podcast, so really no great shakes there. But anyway, this episode I already teased. We're going to talk friendship and why May is the month of farewells, in my most humble opinion. Or at least it's gotten that way recently. We'll get into all that later. But right now, let me plug my social media, as I want to do at the beginning of every show. You can follow me on Twitter at 518 underscore bull. Instagram is at Jason underscore 51838. I haven't really flogged the email because it's never really been used, to be honest with you. You do want to email in your thoughts and whatnot. You can go to kitypod@gmail.com, the world's loneliest email address. And also, visit the Keep It To Yourself Facebook page. And new episodes will drop there once I get them put out into the interwebs. You can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review. You can also listen on SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, and on Podbean. So there's no way to miss this podcast.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
This is the combined Talkhouse Franklin Alley Social Club read. Guys, if you haven't known already, it's wedding season. If you're a pair of newlyweds who are looking to tie the knot, why not do it at Talkhouse? There's an upstairs part of the house where you can have a ceremony. And, of course, downstairs you can have the most unique reception you will ever have. Something that you, your guests, and all your family will remember for many, many years to come. And even if you're not getting married, you want to have a trade show at Talkhouse, that's fine by Frank and Heidi Sicari. They've got all the space you need. And of course, if I told you about Talk House, that would be enough. As 2017 came to an end, the Franklin Alley Social Club opened for business. It's got everything you could want in such an establishment and more. Shuffleboard, bocce ball, Sunday brunch, old school arcade games, trivia on Wednesday nights. The list goes on and on and on. I've spoken about this business ad nauseum on the podcast. Why, you ask? Because I enjoy going there every time. That's why. But don't take my word for it. Go see for yourself. Franklin Alley Social Club is located in Troy, New York on 50 Franklin Street. Tell them your humble host sent you. I've got a couple of shout-outs here to start the show. And first off, I want to give a shout-out to a new listener. And her name is Kirsten Swick. Lady Party! I heard through Jim Perrell that she's been turned on to the podcast, so I want to welcome her to the Keep It To Yourself Army. Welcome aboard. May you have many hours of listening enjoyment. Or I should say minutes. But then again, you can go through the back archive. Not much in iTunes, but Podbean's the way to go. The full archives are there. SoundCloud as well. And I believe the TuneIn app, though I haven't really checked, to be honest with you. Anyway, Kirsten, welcome aboard. And speaking of Jim Perrell, big shout to him. Because I was out to lunch with him yesterday as I record this. I went to this business in Saratoga Springs called the Henry Street Tap Room. This is going to bleed into the week that was segment. Not the weeks that were, the week that was. This was the one noteworthy event of that time. And Saturday afternoon, in a rather dank, almost dreary Saturday afternoon in upstate New York, Jim Perrell was in town for Mother's Day festivities. So we got together at Henry Street Tap Room. It was the two of us originally, but then Brian Benner stopped by. He was there for what seemed like a hot minute. Then Sam Charbonneau hung out with us the rest of the time. We were there for quite a while. In fact, it wasn't until about 3 o'clock till all three of us split the scene. It was really great to get together with old friends again, especially with what I've been going through the last year and a half. So big shout to you, Jimbo. I look forward to talking to you again, and hopefully I can A, get you as a guest one-on-one, or B, make you the rotating fourth in the next audio shitfest we do this summer, or sometime in the not-too-distant future. We shall see. But just the same, Jimbo, big ups to you, my man. Now, I wanted to get a little housekeeping in here before we start the main business of the show. Now, why don't you put this on Front Street? I don't know. I say I better tell you now before it's too late. Number one, in the shorter term, as regards this particular episode, you may have already noticed that this is a shorter episode than the last two I've given you. I realize I've put a lot on your plate the last two episodes, what with the one-year anniversary special and, of course, all that professional wrestling chatter in the last episode. So I'm going to give you a bit of a break here. So this is going to be a lighter fare, especially given the second part of this announcement is that what was supposed to be the Memorial Day special will actually be a full-length episode of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, and that was what I teased last week, a watch-along of sorts of the 1992 Royal Rumble by way of the WWE Network. In the last episode, episode 42 that is, you may recall that I recently started a free trial subscription to the aforementioned WWE Network, and the very first thing I saw was the 1992 Royal Rumble. Oddly enough, Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, that podcast, dropped that as the second of two episodes on their feed this past weekend. The first of which was the 100th episode where Bruce got to talk about how his character, Brother Love, came to be. I love you. And of course, episode 101 wound up being the audio version of that YouTube video breaking down the 1992 Royal Rumble, which happened just down the road from Bullet House and a longer trip from where I was living at the time. It was kind of surprising that that took place in our backyard. So that'll be on your feed starting next week. It'll be episode number 44. So something to look forward to right there. Like I said in the last episode, just listen to that on Memorial Day weekend if you seriously have nothing better to do. Anywho, it's back to matters of the shorter term, meaning this episode. Boy, that was an awkward way to get out of that cul-de-sac. But anyway, on to the main business of this episode, and that is the month of May. It's often said that autumn is the most bittersweet of seasons. Sure, you have the nice weather, but you know shorter days and longer nights and cooler, if not much colder and nastier weather is on its way. It's the exact opposite in May. Sure, the days are getting longer, the weather's getting warmer, the grass is red, the flowers are in bloom. But I've kind of seen the month of May in a different light in the last decade or so, and that's kind of the ends of eras, or, you know, farewells and whatnot. All the stuff you've had the last 9 months, like school days, especially when you're in college, the academic year ends in May, whereas if you're in elementary, middle, high school, it ends in the month of June. I can remember back to my junior year, at least the end of my junior year at Castleton. I've talked about my college days not only in episode 42 when I paid tribute to the four people that I knew from my days down there who have begun their retirement recently, and also episode 18, I'll refer you to that as well, where I just have random thoughts about my college days. I don't go into the whole thing like a real deep dive, but just the same, it's just a reminiscence. Anyway, I can think back to my junior year in college, and these were a group of people that I had known, mainly females, because, you know, I was of the age. I got a bit emotional because these were some special people, and they meant a lot to me in the 3 years that I was on campus with them. And I knew by the time I came back in the fall, they were going to be alumni and just, you know, going off into the world. And as Tom Lehrer satirically put it, sliding down the razor blade of life. That means they were going to be going off into the real world and whatnot and dealing with all those issues. But I think I got to back the track all the way up to when I was a sophomore. Now, when I was in college, I first got into the writing of Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons is something of a podcast mogul nowadays, but back when I was in college, I really dug his stuff on ESPN.com's page 2. The one article that really got me that was published early in my sophomore year was an article wherein he answered a person's email, and this person at the time was going to be graduating from high school, and he needed inspiration for a quote to put in his senior yearbook when it came out. And there were a whole bunch of quotes that he gave. And so when the people I knew who were into their junior year when I came on campus in the fall of 2001, I decided to pay tribute to them with this very sort of thing. So I just took a Microsoft Word document and I co-opted a good deal of those quotes, which are true to life. And as the years went by, and by that I mean the remaining 2 years of my college tenure, I would get their email addresses, and as the year was coming to an end, right about finals, or the run-up to finals, I would shoot them an email containing this document as an attachment, and I would wait for their response. And 100% the feedback was overwhelmingly positive. And they said stuff like, "That was very meaningful, thank you for your gift, I wish you well in the rest of your time on campus, and in the years afterwards." It really was great, and I kept doing it the last 2 years. And of course, I really did it when it was my senior year, and I was marking this as a way to say goodbye to my classmates who were also going off into the real world, like yours truly. I've kept a number of those emails, not only from the end of the fall semester in 04, but my very last semester in May of 2005. Now, the feeling of the month of May being an ending of sorts on an annual basis extends far beyond the college campuses of the United States, and I'm sure other parts of the world too. This is an international podcast, friends. It also extends to our television viewing habits. Now, once upon a time, the month of May was a time when all these television shows that had been airing since the latter part of September would be going on summer hiatus. You'd have like the big season finale of such and such a show, like, I don't know, NCIS LA or you know, name whatever television program you want. Now, going back to the end of my junior year at Castleton, all the buzz in the pop culture world was the series finale of Friends. It was finally going off the air after 10 years on NBC. And I had gotten together, or at least I had plans to get together with a number of friends to watch the series finale. I'm like, well, at that stage in my life, I thought it made sense. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I mean, you have a series finale once for that particular show. Friends, by the way, remains one of my sister's favorite programs of all time. It's still running even today. It, like Seinfeld, seems to be on more times now than when it originally aired way back when. Well, cell phones weren't what they are today, so I don't know how I could text them or anything. So I was watching the show all by myself instead of with those particular people I was just mentioning. And then I remember the next day on campus, they said, "Hey, we had a spot waiting for you, man. We was wondering where you were at." Kind of blew that whole deal there. Like I said, communication was a lot different back then than it was now. Granted, it was only 14 years ago, 2004. Staying on my college days, but bringing it to the present, this past Tuesday, I didn't know that after the fact that four people who played central to infinitesimal roles in my college tenure at Castleton were announcing their retirement, and that the day before, there had been a reception in their honor, not just for those four people in particular, but for a number of people who decided to mark their retirement from the college after years of meritorious service in different departments, from chair people all the way down to support staff, like custodians and this and that. And of course, I've told you about a woman named Ana Maria Alfaro Alexander. She was the chair of the Spanish department from 1989 up until this past week, and the impact she had on me as a student, and all the times I had seen her on campus. I saw her again in 2008 when there was a Spanish department reunion luncheon at the old chapel on what was then the Castleton State College campus. I briefly dug into that in episode number 18. In fact, go back to episode 18 if you want my first telling of tales from my college days. Not anything specific, just random memories here and there. And then 5 years later, I've never told this story, I was back on campus for homecoming weekend. Now, this is about the time my mom, God rest her soul, was going through her cancer treatment. She had just undergone the first round, and she was tired as you know what. I mean, anybody who's had chemotherapy, you certainly know what all that's about, all the nasty side effects trying to rid this dread disease from your body, or at least keep it in check for as long as humanly possible. It was kind of a weird vibe around the house, and then I found out, oh, wait a minute, it's homecoming at Castleton, so I'll just get out of the house for the day. Hopefully Mom will be feeling better. She won't be as tired. It'll be a better scene at the house. So I got in my car and decided to make it all the way up to the Green Mountains. So I'm just milling around campus, reminiscing, you know, letting all the memories of those glorious 4 years in the Green Mountains of Vermont in academia just come flooding back as they're wont to do. So I'm in the pavilion, just milling about, minding my own business. Then all of a sudden, Ana Alexander is there in the pavilion. So we had a little chat, just catching up, wondering what was going on for both of us. And this is before the football game, by the way, against Gallaudet. I've already mentioned it. I think it was episode 17, if not episode 18. It was an episode I did toward the end of last summer. Go back in the archives and have a listen to that. So it was great seeing Ana again. I haven't seen her in years, and now I found out that not only is she retiring, she and her husband are going off to Florida. So instead of being there in person, which I wish I had done, instead of going to work and have other obligations afterwards, I just found the only way I could communicate with her was not post to her Facebook wall, but also slide into her DMs. There's no funny lines there. Let's just say I went into the Facebook Messenger app, searched for her name, and left her a message about 10:15 at night. And then 8 o'clock the next morning, she responded and said, "Thank you very much. It was great to hear from you." I just gave her best wishes, and then that was it. And she had also posted on her Facebook wall all these pictures of fine times on campus during her 29 years there. And there are pictures of old classmates of mine. We were going on trips with the Spanish club. I went to Montreal with them. I went to New York with them. And great memories, people I hadn't seen in a while. And of course, I got to tell you a little bit about the person without whom I probably wouldn't have met Anna. And her name was Patty. She was a student from Mexico. She had helped out in the Spanish department my freshman year on some, like, I think it was a Fulbright scholarship. In any event, I was in the wind ensemble freshman year. I was taking this on a club basis, as you may recall from episode number 18. I've been referencing that a lot. But in any event, we had gotten done with our concert along with the chorus and another band that was playing, I forget whom. As I'm walking back to my dorm on this late September evening in the Green Mountains of Vermont, I spotted this black-haired young woman in front of me. And I said, well, I might want to have a chat with this person. So what I did was I said, hello, my name's Jason. He said, hello, my name is Patty or Patricia. And I asked her where she was from. Said she was from Juarez, Mexico. So with what little Spanish I knew, I said, you know, hola, ¿cómo estás? And that was about it, really. But we would see each other many more times freshman year. In fact, I attended a few of the Spanish club events during that time, and I knew that was a look into my future, because 3 years later, as I was a senior, I decided, well, I'm going to give this Spanish club a shot, even though I have only 1 year left in my tenure. It sure would be great. It would look good on my resume, too. So I got to know, not only did I get to know Anna, I got to know her esteemed colleague, a woman named Delma from Argentina. I forgot to tell you, Anna's from Peru, much like Paddington Bear. I don't want to compare Anna to Paddington Bear. That would be not nice. Anyway, there were a great bunch of people taking these Spanish courses. I started taking them on the reg the spring semester of my junior year. Really went in head first the senior year. Had some great times. Had a lot of fun, and it was a great way to cap off my college tenure. Which brings me to commencement in 2005. Now, in episode number 18, yet again with that episode, I want to stop listening to this episode, go listen to that. Well, wait till you're done with this episode, then go back and listen. All right? Anyway, I told you in that episode that I was the only member of my family, and of course the only one of the two children of the Bullard family, to graduate from college as a class officer. Not only did I serve as a treasurer in the senior class, I also served on the commencement committee. So I helped organize the college's graduating ceremonies that year. So I got the picnic going the Monday of commencement week. You know, I helped arrange all that, and my name appeared on the program not only as a member of the graduating class, but also on the commencement committee. And my mom remarked this such as we were walking back in the car getting ready to go to dinner in Rutland at this place called the Sirloin Saloon or something like that. I really forget the name of it. Anywho's, it's so long ago. But anyway, it was an emotional time for me as I was saying goodbye to all these great people who made the 4 years at Castleton what it was, and it was quite the adventure, something that I had never had before. I want to end this episode on a bit of a light note, and this does have to do with commencement at Castle in 2005. Before the pavilion was built, commencement ceremonies took place on the lawn outside the old chapel. Actually, it was between the old chapel and the Fine Arts Center. Well, if you want to get all picky about it. Anyway, that's where commencement exercises were held. And the person running the ceremony says, asked of not only us, but also the audience, our family members and this and that, we were asked to stand for the playing of the National Anthem, Star Spangled Banner, of course. Now, you go to any event where the National Anthem is played, like a sporting event or some such, the first verse is the only verse that's actually sung. Well, let me tell you, the chorus and the band, they sure knocked us for a loop. And they kept playing. We were expected to applaud and be seated and get on with things, but they said, like, oh, there's a second verse? Everybody's like all dumbfounded, like, huh? What? I have the DVD of the commencement, and it's in there, by the way. And by the way, the same DVD has me saying Red Sox, even though I'm a Yankees fan. I'm posing with my sister and her husband. So as a Yankees fan, I don't know how that got in there. And on top of all that, I was the hammer. So suck a thoughtful tooth on that whole deal. There's no funny lines there. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for episode number 43 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. I certainly thank you all for listening. It was considerably lighter, actually about half as long as the last two episodes, if we're being honest about this. If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on SoundCloud, TuneIn, Podbean. I also have the feed on the show notes. I've made sure to include that. So if you have a podcatcher and I'm not on there, you can actually paste the feed address and you can put me on there and take me with you wherever you go. Thanks for listening. I never take the audience for granted. Never have, never will. And remember, next week, 1992 WWF Royal Rumble watch along for your Memorial Day weekend enjoyment. So keep your eyes out for that. Again, thanks for listening. I'll catch you next week. And above all else, and as always, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling.
Come on, man. What are you doing out here, man?
All right, as a kind of postscript, I do want to be honest with you that there is a podcast that I plugged that was hosted by a friend of mine. Unfortunately, she no longer does it, so I decided to cut it out, and that's why you're hearing me instead. But in any event, hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'll sure be remembering mine. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Oh, yeah, check it.
Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine.